You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got the one and only Billionaire Black on the podcast. How you feeling, man?
What's going on, my boy? I'm feeling great. How about you?
Excellent, man. It's nice to have you on here. I was actually just telling you off camera that it's pretty crazy, like how many views you've been doing and how well your shit has been doing. And when I actually went and like listened to a bunch of your shit and getting ready for the interview, I was very much like, damn, he's actually really been focused on his craft and getting better and working all these years. Because you know, you've been out for quite a while, but it's dope seeing the fans like actually really going and appreciating what you're putting out there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I'm just trying to get back and switch it up a little bit, you feel me? Like, take a little of the drill shit and put it with the party shit, because everybody want to kill everybody, so I'm putting a little bop to it, you feel me? Mm. I'll still say I might shoot your house up or something, you feel me? But we going to dance while we shoot your house up, you feel me? Like, we going to make it fun, you feel me? Like,
that's interesting. Yeah, because, like, I mean, you've seen the whole fucking the whole drill thing, like, go from being something that was very much this local movement to now it's like damn near every city in the world got a drill rapper, man. Got a little thing going on.
We were just on the phone last night with some dudes from London, like, and they doing like millions of views over there, bro. And they got drill beats and doing New York dancing and all that shit. You feel me? Like, just taking a drill sign and run with it. Like, I love it. You feel me? Because I'm one of the creators of that shit. You feel me? Like, me, Chief Keef, like King Louie, like all that stuff happened around the same time. You feel me? Like, and Lil Durk, everybody, like, even though that's the opposite, like, I don't hate on no nigga. Like, all us start rapping at the same time, bro. You feel me?
Right.
So when I see somebody in another country doing that shit, it's like warm my heart. You feel me? Like, bro, yeah, that shit was up. Like, we made a trend. You feel me?
Yeah, because I feel like it actually kind of went to England from Chicago, and then from there sort of went other places in terms of, like, now when you think about drill, you kind of think about New York being the center of where it's going on for the most part outside of Chicago in America. But like London, like they, like a lot of the New York rappers kind of heard the London shit and then took that and like did their own style of it, you know?
Yeah, but and it's crazy because they got a New York drill. Like, remember back then you can hear a beat like, this is Chicago drill beat. Now you can hear a beat like, this is a New York drill beat. Like, they had their own sound too. Like,
that's it,
raw though. I fuck with it.
No, definitely. But I want to go back to like the early days of when you started rapping, because it is crazy going back and watching your shit, you and Doug and shit, like 9, 10 years ago. Okay, the video for Is You Serious?
Yeah.
How early was that? Was that one of the first ones?
That's like Duck's second video.
Oh, second. Okay.
Yeah, like his first video was Wild Out.
Right.
And the second video was Is You Serious, you feel me? Like, and when we dropped that video, we just young, you feel me? Gang banging. It's this guy dissed us from 600 or whatever. He dissed us first. And E-day. Duck came to my house. Yeah, you feel me? E-day, he did it. And Duck came to my house like early in the morning, beating on my door, bro. Like,
really? Fired up about it.
And I'm asleep, and he beating on the door, and I'm like, bitch, what you want? And he like, bro, this bitch just dissed us, bro. Like, and I'm, who the fuck are you talking about? I didn't even know who Buddy was, because I'm originally from the low end. Me and Duck, we both come from the low end, but we moved to 63rd and grew up in over there, you feel me? But long story short, that's a whole other story. Long story short, he knocked on the door. He like, some nigga just dissed us. I made a song, this is some other guys, and I said, like, 05 what? And 600 is 059, you feel me?
Okay.
So he took it as I was dissing them and made a song. Duck was dissing him his song, you feel me? Duck had a song. Right. His first video ever, he was dissing Buddy. He came through the door swinging, you feel me? Like,
okay.
So he was already mad at Duck. Then he see me with Duck. So the Buddy made a song about us, dissed us. We came and did the same beat. shot our video the same way.
Right.
Dropped it the next day. Did 1 million views on his ad like that, bro.
Right.
And them, bro, like.
Right.
Like, and Shorty just went up from there on full noon.
But so with you even, like, getting into rapping, how much of it was, I want to be a rapper and I want to make money and I want to have a career for myself, and how much of it was, I got people talking shit about me on the other side, like, of town, and we got to address this
that,
shit.
At first, when we first started this shit, we weren't getting no money.
Mm.
Like, all the cameramen used to finesse us, take everything. Like, we ain't learning about YouTube.
Put it on their channels and shit.
Yeah. Like, we wonder why the cameraman come with new camera. Oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot a video for you today. They thirsty, you feel me? Oh, like, yeah. They pulling up in new cars, you feel me? Like, we just happy. We young. We 16, 17. We happy. We got the bitches. We get to go out, everybody knows, you feel me? We was just like the light of the time, you feel me?
Yeah.
But once we heard all them niggas dissing our people, yeah, we going to speak up. So it went from there, and Buddy Noon basically helped us too, you feel me? Because a lot of people wouldn't know us.
Right.
If they wouldn't have been saying our name.
Right.
You feel me? And that's where a lot of people go wrong, a lot of artists go wrong at. I'm seeing the same shit going on with Pooh Shiesty right now.
Yeah.
Pooh Shiesty got some ops, you feel me? He's saying their names.
Mm.
Now, bro, going up, you feel me?
Saying, like, their names during the moment in his career where Pooh Shiesty is fucking as big as he's probably ever going to be. It's the epic moment in his career, and right. He's kind of sharing a little bit of the light with the people that he's beefing with. I mean, I've thought that many times. Like, you know, it's one thing to talk about your ops, is another thing to make that famous. Because right. There was not a lot of people talking about 63rd until the last year or two, right?
You hear me?
You know?
Like, nobody knew nothing. Everybody just knew it was Tuka, Tuka, Tuka this, Tuka that. You feel me?
Right.
Everybody was saying that. You feel me? But it was never fuck 63rd until Bro made the shit a little meme, you feel me? Like, Shorty made the song and everybody going from that shit, you feel me? Like,
right.
And it's people around the world screaming that shit. Now, say for instance, your brand, you No Jumper, you Adam 22, you feel me? You putting your life on the line for this shit. This is your life, this is what you do, you feel me? You love this. That's our block, you feel me?
Mm.
People die behind this shit. My brother Duck died behind that block, you feel me? How would you feel if someone posted picture with a No Jumper sign on, X'd out, like, you feel me? Like, I'm not from No Jumper, fuck No Jumper, I'm not fucking with him, you feel me? This right. And that.
Especially if it was somebody way bigger than me doing that. Then that just lends so much light to my shit, you know?
That's number one. And number two, we got people that's across the world that we don't even know.
Mm.
We don't know half of these guys that's saying this shit, that's rappers, bro, right. Like, that's big, that got names too, you feel me? We don't know y'all at all. Y'all ain't never been to Chicago and did none to none of our people at all. So I understand it's a song. Everybody can sing songs. I don't have no problem with you singing a song. It's a song.
Right.
But when you go and get the rapping shit and standing on shit like that, bro, then people like us on the other end gonna speak up. You feel me?
Mm.
And when I do it, it was just an incident with Fredo Baines just had the shirt on.
Right.
He posted it. I just reposted and said I wouldn't want to be from over there. You feel me, bro? Because a lot of they ass dead, too. Like, it ain't just one side losing. It's two sides to each story.
Right.
You hear me? And a lot of people don't know this. So by you posting that shit and going back and forth with me on the internet, instead of keeping it business like a businessman supposed to do,
right,
you letting it be known you in this street shit. You feel me?
Right.
So when you run into street niggas, you got to deal with it, not me. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing at all. You feel me?
Right.
I'm a rapper. I get paid to make music. You hear me? But it's people that's around. It's Tuka family. It's people that's really love these people that people diss and that's really from this block. It's people that really died on 63rd.
Mm.
Family died on 63rd. They gonna let that shit slide, bro?
Right.
There's no way around that.
Because this is my thing, is that I fuck with Fredo Bang, for the record.
No, yeah, you feel me? It was never no problem.
This, right.
I never had a problem with Buddy. I didn't know him. I don't know him.
But the thing is that if you're from Chicago, if you're from these neighborhoods, if you've been a part of these groups or whatever, and you just kind of have to have beef with people, then I understand that. I understand that shit's not going to just change overnight. But if you're not from there,
right,
and you're not associated with it, we all, from the outside looking in, we're like, look at all these talented-ass young people who have fucking shot and killed each other. And it's a tragedy. Like, it's not something that we should be eager to take sides on. It's not a sporting event. It's not something that we should just be looking at like, oh, yeah, go this side because I like these rappers or whatever. No, like, regardless of what rappers you like the most, you should be able to look at this shit in Chicago and say, this shit is poison. And I understand how some people have to take these their enemies and like who they have problems with. They have to take that shit to the grave because there's just no getting over it at a certain point when enough people have been killed. But as people on the outside of that, I think it's kind of the responsibility to not hype that shit up. And I mean, wearing the merch is wearing the merch because it is like you're just wearing the hoodie of your friend or somebody you were cool with or whatever. So I get that. But like, just even just saying 63rd, whatever, after like so many lives have been lost over this is, to me, as an outsider, it's like, you just shouldn't be hyping that shit up.
It should just be cordial, bro. Like, for instance, bro, 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. 21 Savage got on the slide remix with Duck. Mm-hmm. We went to Atlanta. I was there when he recorded the song with 21, all that. You feel me? Like, right. 21 Savage, a street nigga. You see 21, what he just do? He just bought Buddy's sister a car or some shit like that. I just seen it, some shit like
that. True.
You feel me? That's a real street nigga, bro. He didn't pick sides. When we was in the studio with that man, he didn't speak down on one of them boys at all. He didn't talk about them boys at all, nothing at all. You feel me? Like, so I think when he around him, I expect him to do the same thing, which I think is true, because he ain't done nothing wrong. You feel me?
Right.
Cardi B, I got a song with Cardi B. You feel me?
Because you guys were homies back in the day.
That's my dog. You feel me?
Okay.
Cardi B, she know what's going on. She know exactly what's going on. It's my dog, you feel me? Like, she been up with us since 2012 down there, you feel me, bro? Mm-hmm. Like, she know exactly what's going on. Is she gonna put herself in this shit? No, she's a businesswoman.
Right.
If she have a song and she need Lil Durk on a song with her, she's gonna make that happen. It's gonna get done, and we ain't gonna do nothing but respect that and help her push her song, because that's my sister and that's what she do. You feel me? She show me love, I show her love. She don't pick no sides, she don't do none. 21 Savage didn't pick no sides, he didn't do none. He kept it cordial. He fucked with Von, he fucked with Duck. You real street niggas, no real street niggas, and it's just mutual love. You feel me?
Do you assume or think that behind the scenes that 21 got shit from people for working with Duck? Like, was that animosity was so strong that I'm sure somebody might have said something.
Yeah, that
to
shit
him.
Happened. I, of course, because I didn't work with a lot of artists. I got songs with A Boogie, Soulja Boy. I got songs with a lot of people, bro. Cardi B, a lot of motherfuckers, bro. Like,
right.
And a lot of motherfuckers be saying, like, little shit, like, oh, stay away from them guys, they'll rob you. Stay away from them guys, they the ops. Right. Stay away from them guys.
Because even if it's not the artist, it's going to be the fans saying that shit in the DMs, right? In
and
the comments.
And that come back to, I'm going to say that too when we talk about the Fred O'Bain incident. When I posted that shit about, like, I posted it and said something about it, I got attacked by all the fans.
Mm.
Like, I was wrong for posting something defending my dead brother, you feel me? Like,
right.
So the fans need to, like, come and realize, like, y'all don't know what the fuck is going on, bro.
Mm.
So why is y'all on my, y'all, and then it's all this nigga fans, because he was talking this shit too, you feel me? He was talking this little shit, popping this shit. So it's all his fans on my page talking shit, bro.
Mm.
Now I run into one of y'all and something happened to anybody, something happened to me, something happened to one of y'all, what's all this for? Over someone you don't know. You don't know me. You don't know that man at all. But fans, the internet will really fuck up a lot of shit, bro. We get a lot of people hurt, bro, like innocent people, and a lot of people that got a lot going on. You feel me, bro? Like, I don't know, bro. That shit just be crazy. I don't even know, bro.
Right. I mean, this is a question. Like, so you kind of like got into making music in part because you felt like there were people dissing you and your side and all that.
Yeah.
How much of that was like the whole conflict when people talk about just O Block and 63rd, which is obviously like a simplification of all these different people who have problems with each other and stuff, has that become like infinitely more solidified as the main rivalry through the music, or was that already kind of the case prior?
That came with it. That's how it started.
Right.
You feel me? So that's how we came out through the door. Like I said, Duck first song, he was dissing someone from 600.
But was it something that might not have been such a big deal for such a long time, or was it already going to stay like a really...
Before the music, that's what the world don't know. The world don't know this. People think that this shit just happened because we were dissing each other through music.
Hmm.
No, we got homies that's in jail and that's dead way before the music from each side.
The music is just how people started watching and becoming basically like fans of watching this unfold.
That's
right?
It, bro. And DJ Academics put that light on us and made us a fucking episode, bro. Like, like YBN Almighty J, shout out my boy, you feel me? I talked to his people. He said something on game, you feel me?
Right.
About Tuca, he was playing a game and shit, you feel me? Woo woo. But when I talked to him on the phone, bro, I think he posted the shit too. Like I think he posted it too.
He apologized, right? Yeah, he basically said he didn't.
Yeah, but when he said it, he was saying they was playing a game, and on the game they're playing Old Block versus St. Lawrence.
So in GTA, that's the teams that they have in the game.
Exactly what I'm saying, Adam.
Wow.
So our life, this is my life, my everyday life that right. I live. I wake up to it. I got to worry about getting killed. I got to worry about protecting my family. I got to worry about somebody else. I got to worry about the police. I got to worry about all this shit. My life, our life, is a game.
Right. People treating it like it's fucking Game of Thrones or wrestling or some shit.
It's a game, bro.
Mm.
I put up a little post and said something about Almighty J, bro, like, yeah, when I see you, I'm going to do something. You feel me? I talked to his people. His people, they the big gangsters, you feel me, down in Texas, you feel me? My boy them rap a lot, you feel me? We took care of that, you feel me? I was just mad at the moment, so I said what I said. And like he said, he was in the game, so he just said what he said at the moment too, you feel me? But all that shit squashed is good, you feel me? There ain't none. But that just make it a point. Everyone thinks like this shit is a game.
Mm.
So they don't know that it come before the music. The music helped us. It saved us, bro. Mm. The music saved us. I ain't gonna lie. If I wasn't rapping, I definitely would be dead or in jail right now, bro.
Right.
You feel me? Like, that's 100%. If I wasn't rapping, I would be dead or in jail right now, bro.
Because that's the only thing that was guiding you away from the fuck shit.
Kept me in the studio. Oh, I want to shoot a video. Oh, fuck, let's hit the road. Duck didn't want to leave. This was Duck. Duck didn't never want to leave Chicago, bro.
Mm.
I just had to make Duck leave, bro. Like, Duck first time going to New York was on my birthday, I think 2014. I told him we finna shoot a video live to him. Like, just come on. Picked him up, took him to the airport.
Mm.
He, where the fuck is we going? His first time on a plane, went to New York. You feel me? I used to hit the road. That's just me. I like to see shit. You feel me? Like, I'm doing music, so now I got an opportunity to see the world now. People know who I am. Everywhere I go, I might not be 21 Savage, I might not be Cardi B, I might not be now one of them, but everywhere I go, every city, every state, someone gonna know who Billionaire Black is. Mm. That's a fact, because I know this, because I've been damn near everywhere, you feel me?
Right.
So, with that being said, people need to stop playing like this shit a game, bro, because this shit is real life. Man, I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, because, I mean, even in, like, the heat of the Warren Chirac sort of period, where everybody sort of had the conversation of like, okay, and I think Academics, to his credit, he sort of changed his content a lot, and I think he realized that maybe he was being a little bit too flippant with how he was talking about the beefs out there and everything, and he sort of like moved away from that with his content. I think in reality he just got too big to be talking about stuff that Chicago was just sort of smaller street shit, you know?
Yeah.
But it feels like, in a way, a lot of that stuff has almost even gotten worse recently, just in terms of, like, people talking about dead people and all this stuff. Like, where do you see it going from here, though? Like, do you see it getting better? And what has to happen for it to get better?
It'll never get better. You hear me?
Real. No, that's it'll depressing. Never.
And it's depressing. Have you ever been to Chicago?
Yeah.
When you get off Chicago, it's gloomy as fuck, bro.
Mm.
If when you get off the plane in Chicago, it's gloomy. When I get off the plane in Chicago, my mother meet me at the airport with my gun, bro. Like,
wow.
You feel me? Like my mother pulls up with a gun just so we safe. Like, you feel me? So it's like, I don't know, bro.
In terms of it getting better, but like, I mean,
you left.
You decided.
Yeah,
that.
I left. I live in Arizona.
Right. So what was that decision like, and when did you move there?
I moved there like 5 years ago.
Okay.
That's because I was just ready to get the fuck out of Chicago. You feel me?
Right.
Like, me and Yella, King Yella, feel my boy King Yella. King Yella moved to Vegas, and I moved to Arizona. You feel?
Right.
You feel me? And I caught a case in Arizona and got locked up.
Okay.
So I'm on probation out there.
So how many years did you do?
I only did a year.
Oh, okay.
Me? But I was still like low key before that, because I was still fighting a case for like 2 years. You feel me?
Right.
So I was just low, staying out the way. You feel
so
me?
So, but what prompted you actually move out of Chicago? Though, was it like
it was?
And what makes you different than Duck, who never wanted to leave?
Duck is always. I ain't the goofy ass nigga. It's Duck pride. It's a pride thing with Duck. Mm. I can put my pride to the side. You feel me? Sometimes you feel me. Like I can think. I can sit down and really think and analyze shit. Duck has a pride issue. So Duck, like, I'm not these goofy ass niggas. I'm not finna get signed and leave. I'm doing this. And then he got a lot of responsibilities at home. Mm. He took care of everybody. You feel me? He took care of me, his family. You feel me? Everybody. You feel me? Like, this was a person to put food on the table for everyone. You feel me? So he can't take everybody with him to go. So he gonna stay here, and he gonna make sure everybody's straight. But I stressed it a million times. Like, sometimes you gotta go. Mm. You can't do it. Everybody say that you gotta leave some people sometime to get to the top, bro. Like, you can always come back, bro. But everybody can't go at that moment. But it was always a pride thing with Duck. And like I said, it's a meme going around on Instagram. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like, when Duck died, it was like he was the only guy to move through the city without no security, none of that, and right. be safe. Like, everybody else needs security, woo, this and that. They wouldn't do it, this and that. It was like, come back to the pride thing. The internet make you feel like you just untouchable. Mm. But in reality, everybody is touchable. Mm-hmm. You pose to have security.
Right.
You pose to, whether it's your brother with his gun or whether it's a licensed security. You feel me? You pose to have security.
Right.
Duck didn't want to do none of that. He fucked that. I'm staying here, bro. I go out when I want to go out, this and that. If anything, I'm going to bat a block and build something on the block type shit. That's what Duck was.
Right.
Duck was one of them.
Yeah.
He was a provider, bro.
Did you ever try to convince him to move to Arizona like with you?
A million fucking times. I'll tell you about that later, but yeah. A million fucking times, yeah.
Right. What were you going to say?
Nah, that's some other shit. It's some personal shit I'm telling you later.
Okay. Yeah. But what do you lose in terms of when you make the move to somebody like Arizona or somewhere like Arizona? Do you feel like that affects how the fans are willing to engage with your shit? Because there are a certain percentage of fans that really want to see you posted up on the block. They really actually, like, a lot of what they probably were attracted to about you and Duck and shit is the idea that these guys are really out here on the corner doing a video in an area where you know that there's people that want to take your life, right?
Yeah, we chilling with it ain't safe. Mm. And I get ate up about that every day on Instagram. Oh, your homie died and you moved to Arizona, which I told you I've been living in Arizona for 5 years, but right. The internet knows everything, you feel me? So I get hit about that every day. Oh, you in Arizona, you ain't doing nothing for your mans. You ain't go slide for your mans. You didn't do nothing for Duck. Oh, why you wasn't with Duck when he was there? What do you want me to go get my gun, go live, and say, hey, y'all, get a million people on here, I'm finna go kill somebody. What the fuck? Mm.
That's really what they want you to do, though.
That's exactly what they want me to do, bro. Like,
yeah.
So I don't be fucking with that shit, bro. Like, I ain't no block nigga. I had my days on the block. Mm. What we was doing on the block, we wasn't getting no money. We was game banging.
Right.
In Chicago, it's two different sides, South Side and the West Side. West Side get money, South Side game bang.
Right.
We out there 8 hours on the block trying to kill somebody. Ain't making a dollar.
Right.
You feel me? Like, this is what we used to do as kids, bro. This was fun for kids in Chicago, bro.
Right.
At the age of 16 and 17, this was our fun.
That was always just sort of how you grew up, that you just knew that as being normal. Like, you didn't try to go be good at sports. You didn't go to the skate park.
I had no hoop dreams.
Right.
I couldn't play ball. I can't draw. I couldn't do shit, bro. Like, all I knew how to do was game bang, shoot dice. And then somebody dissed me and I got on a microphone and figure out how to talk some shit. Like, oh, I can get paid to talk shit. I don't even call myself a rapper.
Right.
That's what Duck didn't even say. Like, we just said, like, bro, we just get paid to talk shit. We not rappers, bro. We get paid to talk shit. Only reason we do this is because they disrespect us. So we gotta let the world let the world know the truth. Like, them niggas ain't like that. Mm. And I ain't come on here to diss nobody or none of that. You hear me? But your favorite rapper is not like that in real life. Mm. Like, we know these niggas personally. Like, they not like that. And I'm not saying I'm the toughest nigga around. Like, oh, yeah, I killed a million people. Oh, I can't get touched. I'm not saying none of that at all. You hear me, Adam? Mm. At all. It's just these guys that's in this industry, bro, it's not like that. And they portray to be someone they ain't. And we just got to let the world know.
Well, is it a situation where it's like, you know, the famous rappers essentially end up being sort of like the figureheads for what is actually happening from, you know, teenagers a lot of times with nothing to lose? And then to the fans, it's kind of like they end up hyping this shit up when in reality it's like they expect you to go kill somebody when in reality if anything is going to happen to someone, it's not going to be you. It's going to be at some.
That's it. Like, right. It's going to be a random. If something was to happen, if one of them was to get hurt right now while we doing this interview, I have nothing to do with that.
Right.
Everybody's going to come on our page and say, oh, y'all just got such and such. The fans, the internet is toxic. That shit ain't right.
Right.
That shit ain't right, bro.
Do you think a lot of these killings and shit have basically been hyped up by the fans? Do you think the fans really have a lot of blame in it? Because a lot of times it's shit that you could let go, but then you got the fans and the fan pages and everything hyping it up. So it's like you can't turn the other cheek.
Right. Like, I get it up, like I said, all the time. My comment section is crazy. You just follow me on Instagram where you go check my comments. It's crazy the way they talk. So disrespectful. You feel me?
Right.
But the fans will get someone killed. It's a video on YouTube. Me and King Yeller ran to 600 Breezy in a mall.
Very familiar with us.
How do we know he was in Vegas? I post my location at the Bellagio somewhere. He posts his location. Every fan that was on that followed me and him inboxed me and said, Breezy is on the next hotel from you over.
Right.
Brick was with me, R.P. Brick, that's Duck brother. Mm-hmm. He was with me too. This is a real savage. This is a.
So it was just you, Brick, and Yellow?
Me, Brick, and Yellow.
And Breezy was basically alone?
Breezy was alone, yeah, he was alone.
Okay.
You feel me? We made Brick stay at the hotel. Luckily, we made Brick stay at the hotel.
Really?
Luckily.
Why? Because the cops showed up and
he was... because he just, it wouldn't have been none of that.
Oh.
It would have been, I'd be in jail, we all would have been in jail. Like, it would have been way ugly, you feel me? Like,
right.
And Breezy know what's going on. I ain't get on here to diss him. He know what was going on at that moment, why he didn't get touched at that moment. He know everything, what happened right there. But long story short, the fans set all that shit up, bro.
Damn. I never thought of that one like that.
On my dead brother, I can die right now. The fans lined all that shit up, and we was just going to buy some shoes. And I said, what if we run into goofy-ass Breezy? This goofy-ass nigga walked past with an H&M bag. I say, Breezo! He turned around, talking about some, oh, what the fuck is that? Check it out, cool! He thought we was fans, so he got close.
Uh-huh.
Could have turned his ass to a ghost, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
But we in Las Vegas. It's not Chicago.
That was a crazy moment for anyone who observes this shit because it was kind of like, oh, shit, this is what happens when the two sides of Chicago run into each other and neither of them have guns.
But.
Or at least they're not acting like they have guns.
Right. If you know, you know.
Right. But you guys were like almost kind of like reconciling a little bit in that video because
I'm
you are
trying.
Snagging hands and sort
yeah,
of like showing each
I'm
other
trying.
Love.
You feel me? Like that's what I try to like. Bro, like, if you gonna know, you gonna get to know me, bro. I got a good heart. Everybody who know me, they know that I got a good heart, bro.
Right.
Like, I'm not a bad person. I don't fuck with people unless they fuck with me or mine. You feel me? Like, I don't harm nobody unless you come for me. I don't come for you unless you come for mine. That's it. You feel me? Like,
right.
So I try to do shit like that. And when the video got out and all that shit, I went to jail and a nigga get on Instagram talking crazy. Like, oh, they wanted to be my friend and take pictures. Like, bro, the video right there, who says something about a picture or anything, bro? Mm. Like, you feel me? Like, but that's just some whole other shit, bro. That ain't even none. I ain't even get on here to get this goof ass nigga no clout on phone on grave,
but. But you haven't seen him since or anything? Or are you, does that, is there any possibility that situation could ever be cooled off, like between you and him? Or is it always going to be issues whenever you guys see each other for the rest of your life?
I mean, yeah, it's over with. Yeah, I know. Next time, it's a go, like. That was just that's just a legal pass. You feel me? Like, you in the mall, we in Las Vegas. That was Chicago, someone would have been hurt.
Right.
100%. If that was Chicago, someone would have been hurt.
What?
Whether if it was us or him, someone would have got hurt.
What was the case that you said that you caught in Arizona that got you locked up out there? Because it's like, that's interesting that you still ended up running into trouble out there. Huh?
Kidnapping and armed robbery.
Really? Can we talk about it? You already got locked up for it, right?
Yeah, we get like that.
What happened? Allegedly, yeah, hypothetically.
Cool. I'm on probation for it. I got that shit closed over with. Well, okay. I got sentenced for that. They can't do shit to me. What
right. You want? All right. If they can't do shit, then let's talk about it.
There ain't nothing to talk about. We just get like that. That's it. That's all. We just get like that. Hard to be saying your favorite rapper ain't really like that, bro. Like,
it's hard to leave your bad habits behind even when you move to the other side of the country.
Yeah, because then you get over here and see palm trees and niggas walk around with 50 pounds all over. You like, eat, you feel me? But that was 5 years ago, bro. I'm cool, bro. You feel me? Like,
right.
Cool. I caught that case and then they caught up with me and I just got locked up and got out. My fucking boy Triples in here. Oh my fucking God.
What's your life like in Arizona though? And like,
I love the Arizona life. You feel
right, because it's just so much more laid back and just less bullshit to deal with. And
yeah, it's all love. You feel me?
Like, good weather.
A lot of people tapped in with me, you feel me? Arizona, a nice spot, you feel me? It's tucked off. It's like, and then it's in the middle between Cali and Vegas, you feel me? So I can go there, come here, you feel me?
Right.
Back and forth whenever I'm ready, you feel me? Like, and it's low. I own my house, you feel me? Niggas be out here, oh, show me your jewelry, show me your house.
Right.
You hear me?
I hear you.
For real.
What happened with Yella?
Yella got a fucking Fed case, like, it was a... Free clout king.
He's been in for how many years and how much more does he look like?
Yella been in for like 2 years now.
Okay.
Like 2 years. I think he got like a year left.
Uh-huh.
I'm following him. But Yella caught a Fed case, you know. Damn, Adam, we finna really talk about this shit.
It's cool, man.
No, I got you. Yella got into it with Cardi, bro. Yella, you remember right. That shit? Like, Yella had something with Cardi. Remember, Cardi, my sister, love her. Like, we ain't doing none of this about her. This ain't this or her, nah. Right. Him and her, they had something going on, and he said that they supposed to have a show in Vegas, not her. The Migos supposed to have a show in Vegas.
Right.
And Yella was on Instagram doing a whole bunch of cap, you feel me, with his guns, and the police pulled him over with his guns and shit. Like, oh, you was on Instagram saying you gonna go do this to them and that. You feel me? They got the hip hop police in Vegas and shit.
Really? In Vegas too?
Yeah, for real. Like, I ain't never seen that shit till I went to Vegas.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, whoa, that shit is crazy.
So he actually got caught up for that. Cause I remember that was the last time we really saw a lot of Yella was when he was like yelling into his phone, getting pissed off at Offset and all that.
Yeah, on the G. It's a video on YouTube. The police pull him over. It's they body cam footage.
Right.
He had the gun stuck in his dick. Like, they searched him. They finna let him go. Then another cop pull up and they like, hold on, let me search him again. And double back and find a gun in his dick and shit. Wow. He's like, motherfucker, this and that. And like, lock him up.
Holy shit.
Fed case. He got out on house arrest and then did some other shit and got locked up.
As somebody who knew Cardi from back in the day, though, did you feel like that whole situation, did it get too disrespectful of Cardi and Offset?
Yeah, it was Yella. They ain't do shit. They weren't really saying nothing. Offset, I was down. Offset called Yella phone. Like, Offset called him on some player shit. Yella just get reckless. That's just Yella, you feel me?
Right.
They was cool. I talked to her as soon as that shit happened. Like, as soon as they got in doing that goofy shit, I instantly hit her. Like, look, I'm gonna holler at him. His ass tweaking, bro. Like, I ain't tripping on him, but his ass just tweaking.
Right.
Yeah, you feel me?
Is that crazy? I've seen a lot of people that I knew become, you know, really famous, but I mean, she reached like mega celebrity status, and you knew her when she was more or less a regular chick, right?
Like, I seen Shorty do it. She did it.
Did you think that she had that kind of potential back then?
Hell yeah, for sure. She always, because it's her energy, bro. It's like Dex. You know Dex from my hood.
Right.
You know, I'm the first song Dex ever got is with me.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dex, let's go watch some old interviews with Dex. Yeah, billionaire. Yeah, I just sleep on billionaire couch. Dex,
right.
Disrespecting me, just be saying like, that's my man. You feel me? Like, I just sleep on billionaire couch. He's the one that saw me rapping. You feel me? Like, everything Dex know come from me. He called me Pops. When you talk to Dex, ask me.
Right.
Every time. I talk to Dex every other day.
Explain to us how you guys came to know Cardi and shit. Because there's a lot of fans who want to paint it as being some weird shit where she was just like a fan or whatever. Like, what was the context of how you guys all became cool?
All right, Tommy G's. Tommy G's is Cardi X, man. Remember the dude that used to be on Love and Hip Hop that was in jail?
Right, okay.
Ooh, this and that. That's our homie. And Paparazzi Poe.
Uh-huh.
Paparazzi Poe is Tommy G's, man. Like, they best friends. They paid Yella for a feature. Yella went out there.
Okay.
Yella did a song and a video with Paparazzi Poe and Tommy G's. They lost the video. Mm. The video never got dropped on the G. Cardi was just a scribble back then, I think. You feel me? She was just on the block. But she was still paped up, fresh as hell, like new Pelly on. Like she still looked like how she is now. You feel me? She was doing what she was doing. But we met up with them through that. And then she came to Chicago. She had a show. And she used to post. I had a song called Costa Rica. I don't know if you ever heard it. Like, I'm fresh from Costa Rica.
Right.
I'm in my connecting Costa Rica. I got a song like that. She used to always post that on her story all the time.
Right.
So when she said she had a show in Chicago, she like, she by herself is just her and Poe. She's like, I need somebody to go with me to the show. You feel me? So she hit us up. She sent Poe to the block, dropped Poe off on the block. He came with all his chains on and shit. Uh-huh. You feel me? Like, Lil Fulton ready to eat on his ass. I'm like, nah, bro, y'all tripping, bro. These are our people. We got to be cool. Like, you feel me? Like, I give Poe some. Poe got his thing on him. He good. Long story short, we go to the club, get it busting. You feel me? She clicked with me. You feel me? It's just like, she felt the bro vibe. I felt the sister vibe. That's all that was. As soon as I hit New York, every time I hit New York, she called me, where you at? Pull up to the studio, this and that. We get it in, just like that.
That's what's up.
That's real love, you feel me? Like, I ain't got to reach out a million times when I did the song, in the video. I ain't had to go run around and look for her. Nah, hit her one time, she send me location, just like that.
Right.
You feel me? Like, then we did the video the next day.
How do you feel about Dex and his whole, everything that we've seen happen with him, whether he's been going to rehab lately and we've seen him kind of, you know, it's like, it feels like he kind of had like a lot of, like he was like an energy rapper. He used to say that he was making energy music when he first came out. And then it kind of sucks. It's like the shitty thing about seeing somebody get too deep into the drugs is that like the energy kind of goes away at a certain point, right?
Yeah, you know, Dex always had that energy. You know, he gonna get over of it. Mm. You know, everybody had their downs. You know, a lot of people got shit going on in their life that they don't speak on, you feel me?
Right.
You feel me? He just probably keep a lot of shit to himself right now.
Yeah.
And everybody be saying, like, go talk to him. Maybe he don't want to talk to people sometimes. That's how life go. I be feeling that way myself. You feel me? Like, sometimes you get lost in them drugs for real, bro. But he'll get over it. I know Dex. He's strong. You feel me? Like, that's a good kid.
It is crazy because it's like we've seen so many people lose their lives to just violence. And then the other side of it is the drugs. That we just seen way too many talented people, like, just end up basically sacrificing themselves at a certain point by just getting too deep into that shit.
That shit be crazy. That's why I be just staying on a drink here and there, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Probably smoke a little weed. I don't do no extra. I do pop a little yerks here and there, but I be cool, you feel me?
Right. Pop a little yerk.
He talk about, hold on, that sound like a boy just looking.
I never heard of yerk before. That's
Chicago shit.
That's an E-pill or something,
no,
I'm assuming?
No, that's Percocet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yerks, you feel me?
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you. All right, so I wanted to ask this though, is like, if you're talking to a kid from like your area where you grew up and shit, like, I feel like I always end up asking rappers this question these days, but like, how do you talk to them and what kind of advice do you give them in terms of how to keep themselves, you know, safe and everything, in terms of how to keep their respect, but then also how to stay away from all this bullshit that is basically just like set up to sabotage any like young people in Chicago?
I mean, Chicago kids is like, you can't really tell Chicago kids nothing. I was one of them, you feel me? I got four little brothers. I just lost one of my little brothers, you feel me? Like a month right after Duck, you feel me? Like, you feel me? So you can't tell them none. I try to talk to the kids and tell them like, bro, if you're gonna do what you do it smart, you feel me? Like, this gang shit ain't what it is. You feel me? I found it out the hard way, you feel me? Like, I never knew until I went to jail. I think this Lil J calling right here on the G. I think I went to jail and fucking found all that shit out, bro. But that gang shit, I be telling them that shit ain't about nothing, you feel me? Because ain't nobody going to do nothing for you, bro, when you in there. You feel me? All you going to have is your family. You go kill somebody for a block, that block ain't going to look out for you. My mama told me the same thing. My daddy told me the same thing. I found out the hard way, you feel me? Like, I grew up in a nice household. Like, my mom and my father still together. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I wasn't one of them kids out here just reckless. Like, they used to sit me down and talk to me, but that shit was going in one ear out the other. You feel me? Like, my daddy was a gangster for sure. You feel me? Like, he did what he did.
Right.
But that shit still going one out the other. And I got big cousins. Then us right now, whether we big homies or not, to the world, we look like big homies just because we rappers, bro.
Right.
You feel me? on that block, like St. Lawrence, say for St. Lawrence, just because Duck from St. Lawrence to the world, he's the boss from St. Lawrence, like, because he's the biggest rapper from over there, you feel me? Like, whether that's true or not, you feel me? Like,
that's a weird thing about street shit nowadays, is that crazy. Just by, like, you know, wherever you were at prior to this, like, just by becoming a popular rapper, all of a sudden you get treated like you're a fucking mob boss, right? Like,
yeah, and then to the world you portrayed as as this fucking leader, as this mob leader, like, that's the shit with Rallo. Me and my man just talking about this shit with Rallo. I think they, what they said, they had a sip of weed on Rallo, but they got him saying because he a leader, that Rico act shit, you feel me? Like, that shit crazy, bro.
That's another reason for you to get out of Chicago, too, is that it's just you just being there and them knowing that you're associated with certain groups. Yeah. It's only a matter of time till they can really put it all together and be like, hey, even if you weren't there when so-and-so got killed, you're in a music video saying that you're with this.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you're a part of it.
That shit crazy. I got the fuck up out of Chicago. Yeah. Took my family with me. We got going, you feel me? And I was trying to get ducked and do the same thing.
Yeah.
You feel me? They supposed to have been going to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But they still stayed in Iraq for a second.
Right. I seen people making videos about you basically saying that FBG is like kind of falling apart ever since Duck died and that you're not allowed in certain neighborhoods and that you fell out with mad people. How do you feel about people saying
that
shit?
That's the internet, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's just the internet. Like, I don't know, but from the outside looking in, they would say that, you feel me, because they don't see everybody together right now.
Right.
And then there was just a lot of wacky shit going on when Duck died.
Mm.
Like, people were saying, like, somebody set folks up, like, from our circle type shit.
Right.
But, you feel me, that's just internet shit, you feel me? Like, I try to stay away from all the blogs and shit, because that's what get me on bitches, because once I see it, I'm going to respond. Once I know it's some bullshit or some false shit, I gotta speak on it. Like, when Buddy posts with the hoodie, I speak on it. When Young and Ace post something about Duck, I speak on it, because I feel like once I see it, I gotta say something.
Mm.
So sometimes I gotta put my phone down, like, bro, let me just stay the fuck off the internet for like a day or something, bro. Like,
right.
Because every time I post something, they gonna take it and they gonna put that shit up every time. And they ain't gonna talk about the good part. They just gonna take the bad part of the video. I just bought my whole mixtape, or I just did a million views in 2 weeks, this and that. I just talked all that, but at the end of the live, I said, oh yeah, and Buddy, you said something about my man, I'm gonna fuck you up, woo-woo. They ain't put none of the good part on there. They just cut that part and put the bad part, what I'm talking about, type shit, you feel me?
Right.
But that's why they get paid.
Yeah.
They get mad.
Nah, I see it, for sure. Do you, like, how do you feel about the media in general and the way that they treat all this? Do you feel like with the way that, like, Instagram is sort of like propped up to, like, it's like these viral little chunks of, like, whether it's a tweet or an Instagram live or whatever, it's like it's not just Worldstar or Academics or No Jumper at this point. There's like hundreds of thousands of accounts who want to fucking find these little nuggets of content and manage to get some clout by being able to, like, call it a thing, like, make a story out of it, right? Yeah, like, yeah. And I mean, you guys get it worse than anybody. Like, is it kind of crazy living under that
shit is microscope? Because that shit, it be fake. A lot of the shit, like, they be making up. Mm-hmm. And then when you watch the videos, I got my road manager over there. He said he watched the video earlier. He said that somebody was like, oh yeah, I be knowing people that's close to people in FBG. That's how I got my resource. Who the fuck you know? Tell me who the fuck you know. Who you get your resource from?
Right.
Nobody know you, fucking goofy. I'm looking at these videos, looking at these old ass niggas like, who you know? You just making shit up, bro. Like, y'all ass ain't probably never been through the hood, never on the block. I never seen you. What are you talking about? All the bloggers be thinking they knowing something, like, and they be upcoming bloggers, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's why I can't really be mad, because when I say something to them, then I'm helping them, you feel me? Like, I'm helping clouding they shit up.
Right.
But when I be saying this shit, I'm like, bro, all this shit is just false. Like, you probably got that little part right, but the rest of the shit you be saying is false. Like, they be saying that people killed this person. Have you seen this shit, bro? Like, they be really saying, like, this names, like, this person killed this many people from this side.
Yep.
How do you know this? I don't even know this. And I'm right there over there. Like, how do you know this?
Right. And they it's crazy, man. Like, because sometimes you can really find a video saying, like, this person, this rapper, killed this many people, and here's who they are. And a lot of it seems like it's kind of just based on the YouTube comments of, like, the YouTube commenters think that so-and-so killed this guy, so I think it probably is safe to say he killed him.
I remember that shit to, what's Buddy name from Florida? when little XX got killed, they try to say he killed them.
Right, soldier kid.
Yeah, they try to say he did it on folks off some comments. Fuck that man whole career up, you feel me? Mm. Now people don't even want to fuck with him, you feel me? Like, and he was hard.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, and now niggas don't want to fuck with him because that bullshit, like niggas saying that he killed X, you feel me? RIP X too, by the way.
Right. No, rest in peace for sure. But yeah, I mean, no, that is crazy to see the way that it fucking happens like that. Let me ask you though, do you feel like, in particular, like the last couple of years where the whole 63rd thing became a meme and shit, do you feel like that motivated you? Like, oh, I can't give up on this rapping shit. I got to fucking go hard because you all of a sudden are like one of the main people representing that side of things, right?
Yeah, that shit was funny at first we were just laughing at the shit. Doug thought that shit was hilarious, bro. Like, oh, you not from 63rd, right? Okay. Oh, you from the Olaho? Mm. Well, give me brain like a nerd, bitch. She got super mad when I said I'm from 63rd, bitch. Like, right. He made it a song. Like, he played with it too, you feel me? Like, you gonna play with it? I'm gonna play with it too on the phone, you feel me? Like, So we just laughed at it, but Buddy gone, Duck gone. So it's like, why y'all steady speaking on the dead? I said what I said about Buddy when he passed away. You feel me? He always talked about all our dead homies.
Right.
You feel me? Like, he was just talking about my brother when he died. You feel me? Like, so of course everybody said what they said, but it's over with. Leave it alone. But to this day, niggas is still, I'm getting high as what? I'm getting high as Duck.
Mm.
You was just nice as hell, Buddy.
Right. Well, it seems like recently there's been more and more of a conversation about that where Sosa said that he wasn't going to be doing that anymore.
It ain't even Sosa. Sosa, that shocked us when we seen that.
Because Sosa's an old OG by this point. You know, you feel me?
Like,
he's seen enough of it that I'm sure that he's not as amused by it as he used to be.
We were like, whoa, but we were like, it could be, you know, niggas be funny too, you feel me? Like, niggas be funny, but it's still like, okay, shorty, we hear you. We see it, we hear you, you feel me? Like,
but with Dirk and them, it felt like they kind of were going extra hard with it in recent times, even after Von Dutt.
Right. And I don't know what's to that.
Yeah.
Niggas just grew balls overnight. I don't know what happened with that shit on the phone. Niggas was just singing nice as hell.
How do you feel about that? Does it piss you off, or is it just kind of, are you just so used to it at this point that it's just more of the same?
It's I'm used to it. It's still surreal to me that Duck gone, you feel me?
Mm.
So when I hear shit like that, it still don't really hit me hard because to me, folks still hear like, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is like another diss song. He got niggas dissing him already before he died, you feel me? Like, So to me, it's just like another diss song. Somebody just dissed us. Like, I got a fucking million diss song. Nigga diss me, you feel me? Like, So to me, it's just like another diss song. But when I really be in my feelings, them days I get in my feelings, yeah, that shit gets people, you feel me? Like, we hear you playing that shit, yeah, we'll fuck you up, but don't play that shit around me. Like, Go play that shit in your headphones somewhere over there. Like, Don't sing that shit by me, bro. And it's fucked up because people will get hurt from that shit because music is, and it's just music, and it ain't even meant for people to get hurt because it's just music. They like people music. If you like good music, you like good music. They probably really like the song, you feel me? Like, they have no intentions of being disrespected to me or a Duck at all. They just like the song, and they just rapping the lyrics. But if you're around one of us and you rapping them lyrics and you don't know and something happened to you, it's like, that's fucked up.
But is it like, I'm sure you've been in the situation where you're in the club and they're playing a song that this is your dead homies and you, everybody having a great time, ain't nobody thinking about.
We flip. They don't play with me no more. I swear to God, they don't play with us no more.
Even like, in Arizona, they had to learn.
They don't play with me. And okay. I ain't disrespect Arizona. So like Arizona, they don't play with me. I had a show with Roddy Rich in Arizona out there, at the press room or some shit like that. Them boys ain't play not one of them songs. Like, y'all, they can play. You can play Finito, play all that shit. Like, I have no problem. Like,
right.
With good music, as long as you don't play no songs saying I'm smoking Tuka or I'm smoking this person. Like, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. That is respectful to me. Like,
right.
So that shit happened in the club anywhere. We tearing a whole DJ booth up. Y'all want to fight? We can fight, whatever. Don't disrespect us. Y'all know what's going on. And that's why I have posted on Instagram, like, with this Duck shit, we ain't letting everybody get away with that shit. We let y'all get away with the Tuka shit because y'all thought it was a strand of weed. Everybody kept getting away with it. Oh, I apologize. I thought it was a strand of weed. Oh, I thought it was this. Woo, which I think it is a strand of weed. Not to be for real. I really seen somebody selling some shit in the dispensary, like, and it had Tuca ownership. Like, so I don't really know, bro. So I'm like, okay, y'all can get away with that, but we're not gonna play with Duck shit because y'all know what Duck, who Duck is. So
right.
When rappers get to posting that shit on their stories and all that, we gonna take that to the heart because you know what you're doing, bro. Like,
right.
Out of the whole song, you can wait to post this part. I get high as Duck. Why that part out of the whole song? You feel me? That's just show like you have no good intentions at all.
Right.
And if it's that, just let us know, cause niggas don't be in the industry is scared, cause I don't bite my tongue. You feel me?
Right.
I've been talking to a couple record labels right now, and they tell me I gotta clean my image up. You feel me? Like,
really?
I got too many guns in the videos. I don't have no guns in the videos at all. I'm on probation.
The label wants you to clean your image up and take the guns out of the video. Why are they holding you to this standard? I never heard of a label saying anything like that. If anything, they want you to drink more lean and have more guns in the video.
They said we look too dangerous, bro.
Right.
Clean the image up. Too many guns in the videos. Stop saying names. You gonna listen to some of my diss songs, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, this man is crazy.
Because you have a Fredo Bang diss song in the works, right?
Hell no, I'm gonna smack the shit out of Fredo Bang when I see him. Right. I ain't dissing him. This ain't no fucking op.
There's a lot of people like promoting like snippets of you in the studio and saying it's a Fredo Bang diss song. No,
hell no. Okay. We got no Fredo Bang. Hell no.
Okay.
Hell
That's no. just them making a narrative.
Yeah, they just trying to get a back end off of YouTube click. You feel me? Okay. Trying to get a little quick back end.
You know, the clickbait is one thing and the fake clickbait is a whole nother thing.
Fucking hate that shit.
And I'm not saying I believe you necessarily, because I'm sure you do have songs where you're going to be sort of alluding to Fredo Bang, but
I ain't gonna say nothing about Fredo Bang, because he ain't no op. You feel me? Like, that's why I be saying niggas, and that's what they saying, you want to diss him for some clout. If I ain't got to diss him for no, we got clout already. I ain't worried about that shit. But if I want to diss somebody for some clout, I just go diss my ops. People that really did stuff to us and that we did stuff to. You feel me? Like, why would I go diss somebody I don't know? That's chasing it. You feel me?
But you don't feel like somebody like Fredo or like Pooh Shiesty. I mean, they're all kind of clicking up. There's like a whole little world of your ops clicking up with all these other popping rappers, right?
I talk because there's a lot going on too on my end too. You feel me? Like, I don't know if you know who Black Sheep Herm is. Young boy people, that's my boy. I talk to Herm all the time.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, on Pooh Shiesty them ops. But EBG, I talk to them all the time.
Uh-huh.
So you see how this shit working? You see how this shit working?
I do, yeah.
This shit is going like, niggas is, y'all gonna play this click up game? We ain't on no clicking up shit. We just gonna tap in, make sure everything, you feel me? Like,
right.
And we ain't gonna be running around saying, oh, 4K Trey FBG. No, we ain't gonna be saying none of that, you feel me? Like,
right.
No, we just gonna, we locked in, you feel me? Like, you know what I know, we good, all right? That's it.
Yeah, if you put out a video with Quando Rondo, it's going to be kind of weird, to be honest with you.
No, Quando Rondo crazy. That boy confused.
You think he's crazy? Why you say that?
Because he was just saying, fuck us, we dirty or some shit. And then,
he's talking about you guys, too?
He on the video with Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
Before that shit happened with Vaughn. But he cool. It's cool. Ain't no smoke. I talked to Herm on phone. The man no smoke. You know what I'm saying? He was on the video with Vaughn getting that. Fuck 63rd.
Before they had issues. That. Yeah. Okay, right.
And then
right.
He just did a song nice saying, 63 shots up in my duck, like I knew Duck.
Oh, wow.
Like, you feel me? So, shout out him for that, you feel me?
So, could you be cool with him at a certain point? You think you can smooth shit over?
That was just back him and Buddy, he around Buddy them. A lot of niggas do this. A lot of niggas go around Buddy them and see that they ain't like that. And fall out with them niggas. This ain't the first time this shit happened.
Right.
A lot of niggas. The nigga Paparazzi Poha, I know Cardi B, he used to be around them niggas and think they want like that. And came around us and seen what was going on. Like, oh, this is what's really going on? Like, oh, okay. You feel me? Like, so.
Do you feel still, like, blacklisted or blackballed by, like, people in the industry and shit, though? You still feel like that 100%?
For shit show.
Right.
But at this point, it don't really matter no more because the way the internet set up, if you flood them, they can't beat you.
Right.
They can't beat you. If you got a strong team, they can't beat you. You don't need no label. You can do it independently. You feel me? Like, all that shit, they can't beat you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of, like, make yourself hot in a way now that wasn't really possible at certain points.
Yeah, like, back then, they had to go to the labels with demos, all that weird shit.
Right.
And you can be a nobody, record yourself in your bedroom and drop a song and be a millionaire the next morning. That's how shit work out here now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of... it's kind of dope to see like that you're just able to like just seeing so many of your videos doing so well lately and realizing that it's just you like just making better music or just getting your own shit hot. I mean, that's kind of remarkable.
I appreciate it, my boy. I'm feeling them. I'm just trying to switch it up and feed them. I'm trying to stay consistent. I got my own label coming right now, a couple artists and shit. You feel me? Distortion Gang, you feel me? And we just work. We finna drop a tape. I'm finna push, bro. I'm trying to drop every week. Just keep going. And then I got to keep Duck Page alive, too, you feel me, for his mama, too. So I'll drop a video here and there on his YouTube page. So some revenue come in on that still. Keep it going.
Right. Do you think it's important that somebody like Duck's mom is kind of becoming more of a public figure and doing podcasts, doing, like, having the conversation, really, like, putting a face behind the pain that she's going through right now? How do you feel about that? It's, like, kind of a new development.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I love she doing that. You feel me? Like, she got a voice that needs to be heard. You feel me? Then she needs to speak. You feel me? You need to bring her on here one day. Like, because that lady got a lot going on, and she going to speak her mind, bro. Like, and she going to bring everybody else, mama, true, Tuka, mama, everybody. Y'all, you could just probably speak through the whole podcast with all the moms like she be having with them. You feel me? And
yeah. I think I might have to go to Chicago. We were talking about it. Yeah.
Get that together. That'd be nice.
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, seeing Tuka's mom becoming like a public figure in a way, too, and just seeing her pain from having to hear all this shit about her kid all these years later. I mean, that's kind of crazy, too. Like, but I think it's powerful, honestly. I think it's probably a good thing for people to be more familiar with these types of things.
It
you
is.
Know?
It's just that we never had this platform. You feel me? Like you said, I embossed through 2018.
I didn't see it.
You ain't see it.
I hate that.
On your ass.
I don't know, man. It hurts.
But no, 2018, you feel me? Like, we never had a platform to really project our voice, you feel me? So now we have the platform, the name to speak on shit, bro. The world can really see shit for what it is. And like, okay, these guys ain't just this bad person. The mayor of Chicago said, basically made it seem like Duck was this bad guy and Lil Durk knew with the good guys.
Right. Lori Lightfoot, she's an op now?
Hell no.
Why do I know her name? I don't know. She was just
in the
news so much during the fucking protests and everything that I just got familiar. I will, Mo.
They be got so many memes eyes. That shit hilarious.
Yeah, you know, she's a wild one, man.
Yeah.
Okay, let's change this up a little bit. Shout out my boy Rizzo. What the hell happened with this whole situation, man? Let's talk about this. Come on.
It's Thornton Gang in the building. Shout out my boy Mello. Shout out Tuga.
So how's the story start? You were supposed to do a feature together?
Man, look, man. I'm going to talk like how they talk for shit show, man.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Y'all be cool for them. No, look. Buddy came in the desert flex with all this jewelry on, you feel me? And I hit him up. I ain't gonna lie. I hit him up on some, yo, what you on, gang? He respond, what you on, skirter. Shit, cool, and let's knock something out. The nigga say, yeah, give me 2,000 for a verse. 2,000, that ain't no money at all. 2,000. You know you talking to, folk? I got some Cardi B, all the people that I just named. I ain't pay for none of this.
Right.
None of this, you feel me? Who the fuck is you? You know you talking to, bro? Yeah, I'm gonna call you. He called me. He got my little bitch with him from Atlanta. I got one of your little hoes with me. Woo, she got a shirt. I don't know what we talking about. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna meet you at the studio. Met him at the studio, and that was it. His ass was on ice. For them gray.
So you were offended by him asking for money for the verse, but you were like, let's link up.
No, that wasn't it. The reason behind it is because they know what's going on. Shout out Sauce Walker.
Right.
Ooh, they be on my shit.
But he had some shit to say about you after all this, right?
He was on that bitch playing my song, rapping word for word. Woke up, sleep, walking, all this dude rocks me up. You hear me?
Right.
You hear me? Word for word. I talked to Sauce Walker, though. I told him there was no disrespect, you feel me? It was just, they go back to that street shit. They signed somebody that be saying, fuck my homies. I ain't gonna say buddy name, whatever. They signed somebody who be saying fuck my homies and
somebody that
song.
Hasn't been named in this conversation yet.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say his name. Okay. They gonna say it in the comments. Y'all drop it in the comments. This gonna be the comments for you. Drop it in the comments. Y'all know buddy name. We took his shit because he signed him, and buddy be dissing my homie now. Now it come down to why y'all ain't just take buddy chain then. You feel me? Because if we would have took his chain, it still would have been a TSF chain too. Hmm. So either way it go, we still would have to talk to you either way it go, bro.
Right.
It would have been a problem either way it go. If we would have took this chain off Buddy neck, it would have been a TSF chain too.
Right.
So either way it go, it still would have been a problem with y'all. Mm-hmm. So why not just kill two birds with one stone? Just take his shit now and then catch Buddy and take his shit too.
I wish that we had the comments so I could see. Who was it? Was it Peso Peso?
Nope.
No? Who?
Nope.
Sauce Brazy? I'm trying to think of who else was signed to TSF. Did I guess it? Was
he
that
from
it?
Detroit, bro.
He is? Okay.
He's from Detroit,
bro. Oh, it's a different dude. Oh, sorry. But so then, all right, what happens after this? And how did Rizzo leave? And how did this hit the net?
He left like, ah! I can't believe you, Billy! You said you was going to pay me more features! He said, I'll fuck with JoJo! I didn't mean to disrespect y'all! I'll fuck with him like that! I was such a little bitch ass up on Trio Shades! Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Adam, you bogus for this question.
No, I got to ask this question. Shit's all over the internet, man.
He going to be mad at you.
How did it hit the...
Hey,
he
say cheese,
be mad at me.
Say cheese, hold. Sean Cop interview him, right?
Right.
And this nigga on his interview line, talking about some... He had on some other bracelet or some other ring. Oh, I had this on, and they ain't take it. Sauce Walker bust knew his ass with cap, but Sauce Walker jumped right in the video, got to talking. Ooh, yeah, we got all the drip. This is that. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, say your man, because his ass lying. You know his ass ain't had none of that jewelry on photo grade, because we would have took all that shit on photo grade. But back to, like I said, shout out Sauce Walker. Bitch, you know I love you. You know our history. You know you from the rack. You know you from Yellow Block. You know how we rocking with y'all, bro. You just did what you did was wrong. We had the conversation. Saul Walker said he ain't know Buddy was dissing us, this and that. Well, you should have knew, because everybody else know. Uh-huh. So that's it. And I told him, bro, I look up to Saul Walker.
Right.
I'm trying to start my label. I feel me? He put all those niggas on, put chain. He broke dirty ass boy a car. On phone, no, he broke, Rizzo broke ass a car. He do his thing. That boy a legend, you feel me? Mm-hmm. No label. He the label.
How did the internet end up finding out about this Rizzo situation, though?
Because they ain't want to pay for it back.
You went right to that?
Hell no.
Like, oh, if you want it back, you could pay.
Oh, no. Look, Sauce Walker hit me up and said, bro, you know we better than this. Ooh, I talked to Sauce for a couple of hours. Bro, yeah, you right. You feel me? Because I know Sauce, you feel me? He from King Yellow Block, you feel me? Like, they all grew up together over there, you feel me? Uh-huh. So... I know Sauce, so I'm like, you right, bro. And I told him, like I'm telling you, it ain't no disrespect to your brand, none of that, you feel me? This ain't no bitch shit, this is me being a man, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So, your mans can buy it back, just give us a dub for that bitch. Mm. He say, man, my little brother got $2,000 on him, bro. Oh, damn, that's fucked up. I said, I'll give y'all 2 weeks, bro. 2 weeks went by, they ain't send no cheese. Motherfuckers just post them bitches. I got artists. You know, come on. You know how this shit go, Adam. I got artists that I'm working with right now. I'm building.
Right.
Two Guns, Dizzy with the Glizzy, Millie. You feel me? Uh-huh. I got artists I'm building right now. What's the cheat code in this shit?
Robbing somebody, I guess.
Take a nigga chain and you going viral, right or wrong?
I mean, I've seen it happen.
You right or wrong? So look. I'm just taking it on some personal shit. You feel me? This personal. This ain't hitting the internet at all.
Right.
My artists don't get that. Fuck that bitch. We finna post this bitch right now. We finna go fire. Why did my shit? You feel me? It's a move. At the end of the day, it's still a business move.
Yeah.
Whether it's clout chasing, whatever you want to call it, it's still a business move. You're gonna get revenue, whether they hate it or they like it. You're gonna get revenue behind it. You're gonna get exposure from this. Everyone will know what's going on. Uh-huh. Even if my face wasn't on it, if they would just took it they self. You would have been interviewing him right here by himself. Like, oh, yeah, what happened to the Rizzo shit?
Right.
You feel me? Because it would have been so big. Mm. So, no, I ain't go to the internet. That's what everybody be thinking. This is just an internet. I'm an internet nigga. I'm not one of them internet niggas. I respond when somebody come for me, like I said, bro. They come for me, that's when I say something. Right. I didn't go to the internet. I talked to Sauce Walker. They didn't send the money. 2 weeks went by. Nobody, only person knew about it was
us and who knew and them.
Right.
They had niggas calling me from Texas, everybody calling me from everywhere trying to get it back for free. Like, bro, y'all know ain't shit for free.
Mm-hmm. Is there security camera footage from inside the studio?
Yes, sir.
And that hasn't been put up?
No, it hasn't.
Just because I saw one screenshot of it, but I didn't see the full, like, they were teasing putting out the full clip. I mean, that would be pretty, I mean, again, I'm cool with Rizzo, so I don't want to see anything bad happen to him, but... That would be pretty crazy if that footage came out.
That would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And he got on an interview and said, this nigga said he got the footage. I said, drop it. What happened that next hour? It was a picture of the footage up. That nigga, I bet he was at home shitting on this stuff. Like, please don't drop this bitch, bro. Please don't drop it.
Jeez.
Hold on, but we ain't gonna drop no shit like that. That's police to sell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, if you want to stay out of trouble, it's probably a bad idea, right?
No shit out of that. I ain't do nothing to him.
Right.
That won't be. They don't even show me in the video.
Right.
It just show him and somebody sitting on the couch.
Yeah, it was weird how even that just seemed like, oh no, yeah. Like they got video footage of it. They got one angle. They probably got the rest of it.
Damn. You know your notes.
Crazy. What else you got going on? Anything else we need to know about? Anybody else you got beef with that I'm not thinking of?
I ain't got beef with nobody. Look, I'm the nicest guy.
Yeah, me out of, you're a nice guy. Yeah.
You fuck with me. I fuck with you. Like yeah. I don't come. I ain't coming with bullshit. I say hey to everybody. I speak. Feel me? I'm a cool guy.
I'm very interested to see who hits me up. Like, oh, I can't believe you interviewed that guy.
You know they coming.
But nobody actually hit me up about the Ruga one. But I saw so many comments from the fans acting like, oh,
see, that go back to what you just telling me.
You're gonna be in so much. Rah, rah, rah. I'm like,
see,
I think everybody understands that I do interviews and I'm not taking anybody's side. When you say something bad about somebody, I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm gonna let you say that. But
you had to speak on it, right?
Right.
That's what I was saying.
It's newsworthy.
Come back to what I was saying. Once you see that shit, you gotta go like, bro, why is y'all even talking about on picking sides? Like,
right.
That shit goofy, but it's the fans that's engaging, that's mm-hmm. engaging motherfuckers on doing this shit.
Right.
Yeah. But I ain't got beef with nobody. Everybody know who I got beef with. The ops, they know who the ops is. We the ops. We from 63rd. So that should say it all right there.
Yeah.
Everybody know who we got beef with. All them other out of town niggas that's clicking up with them, we don't know them. So why y'all, like, what's the problem? But if it's that, then I guess.
Right.
But, and that come back to the black ball and shit, because all them niggas is in the game all the way in there, you feel me? And they get around these record labels and they speak down on niggas. I know that for a fact.
Right.
100%. I hang around millionaires, all type of shit. My homie right here, sitting over here, sacked up right now. Like, you feel me? Like, and niggas be talking down on us, bro. Like, and like I said, me, I don't speak down nobody. Remember when I just said I'm a creator? I just said Chief Keef name, everybody name. Them niggas would have never came on here and said I'm not name.
Mm.
You hear me?
I feel you. But I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like you have to talk about him to basically talk about the history of street rap in Chicago.
But I really don't.
Nah, he's probably the biggest Chicago street rapper of all time.
He is, but he been gone.
Right.
His ass left before we was fighting. When Chief Keef got signed, we were still fighting.
Right. I mean, he had the same idea as you.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of this city a few years earlier.
Yeah. He got up out of there. Yeah. He got up out of there early.
No, it's kind of forced upon him, too, because legal shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit going on with him, too.
They wouldn't even let his hologram be in the city.
Yeah, they'd be, police would be on his ass.
They might let your hologram rock.
Yeah, no, bro. I'm
gonna
fuck out of
the. Me and my hologram are out of here.
Get the fuck out of Iraq. Shit going on in Iraq. Fuck going on out there. None at all. Gun smoke.
What do you got specifically planned in terms of, like, you know, keeping Doug's name alive and shit? Like, what do you, like, where's your thought process at on in terms of, like, keeping his name alive, making sure people don't forget or stop showing him love and everything like that?
Shit, you know, I just keep pressure on all these niggas' neck. Same niggas was speaking down on them. I'm going to speak up to them. You feel me? Like, and just keep going for the team. Try to make sure everybody's straight. Feed everybody how he was. Try to just fill his shoes. There's some big shoes to fill. You feel me? But nigga got to try to do it.
Definitely. What, in terms of your career and everything, anything big that we got to look forward to? Anything?
Yeah, you know, I got the Drill to the Hills EP coming soon. Produced by my boy Triples. You feel me? I got the Stretching Gang EP with all my artists. Glizzy, fucking Dizzy, fucking Millie, a whole bunch of gang members on that bitch, Daddy O, everybody, you feel me? We're gonna be turned. And I'm probably dropping shit on World Star, I think, next week or some shit. But, you know, World Star ain't even what it is no more. That shit be watered down. I need the YouTube page. Like, Like, you got to get on a YouTube page, you know what I mean?
You got to have your own YouTube these days. But it's a weird decision because, like, yeah. World Star will let you get your shit out to a lot of people real fast.
Yeah.
But then it's not on your page.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'd rather use the World Star YouTube page, you feel me, right. Instead of just the World Star website.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the website ain't doing
that
shit.
That shit ain't none of it, you feel me?
No, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I've seen so many people get fucking million views on there. It's like, no, I don't believe it.
But, you know, we just working, you feel me? Everything out. Benny Hibachi out.
I know. The truck really had an impression on you out here,
you
huh?
You hear me? Look, yeah, hear me? That bitch down there, 5 million views. You hear me? We doing good. You
but
feel
those
me?
Trucks, like, though, like, they don't got that shit in Chicago, huh?
No.
Or Arizona, I'm guessing.
They got one in Arizona.
They do.
Yeah, it's called Easy Bocce.
Yo, that shit is fire, right? Like,
you want to know what's crazy?
People don't really know.
What's crazy?
Outside of LA shit.
I changed my number, bro, and the Easy Bocce truck in Arizona got my old phone number, bro. That shit is mind-blowing, bro. Like,
what the fuck?
One of the guys texts, like, can I get some rice? They text based on my weight. Is this Billy or the Easy Bocce truck, bro? He gonna call me tomorrow, bro. Did you buy the Easy Bocce truck?
What
I'm like, nah,
fuck?
Bro.
Because that was my idea. I'm like, man, you ought to start a fucking hibachi truck out of Chicago or
do
something.
One.
Move back and just be posted up
Arizona
the truck
probably.
All day.
I fuck around and put one out here because we finna open some shit up out here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's smart. We need a rapper-owned hibachi truck. That's the next step.
That'd be hard.
Mm.
We're gonna pop that up soon. You feel me? You probably get in on.
Or a podcaster owned hibachi truck. Yo, man, it was good to have a conversation with you and everything. Very interested to see what people got to say about this. But I respect where you've been taking the music and stuff. Like, when I went and listened to it the past few days, I was just like really actually impressed. Like, man, he's killing it, bro. Like, you know, the shit. It almost reminds me of Duck, where Duck like had like his like street rap shit, and then all of a sudden at one point his music just get better and better, and his shit just blew the fuck up. I feel like you've just kind of been doing the same
it's
thing.
It's coming. I appreciate you, my boy. I'm just trying to perfect my craft. You feel me?
Mm.
And just keep going. You feel me? Keep everybody together. It's gonna go up.
There it is. Appreciate you, man.
I definitely all love. You feel me?
For sure. Billionaire Black, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out: YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes,
Gangway.
Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you, man.